Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonoma, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins will be back at it tonight, taking on the Colorado Rockies. 6:40 first pitch. Rockies, oof. Some Heat fodder out there today.
Ooh.
Eurohoops is saying that the Heat have interviewed Sergio Scariolo as an associate coaching job under Eric Spoelstra. Scariolo has been the national coach for Spain. He was an assistant coach of the Raptors a few years back under Nick Nurse. And apparently, according to reports out of Phoenix, the Suns will finalize their head coaching search this week. Chris Quinn amongst the finalists. I believe he's one of three finalists right now. So keep that in mind. I don't know if one thing has to do with another. I don't know. I don't know even if Chris Quinn does come back, if they still have Scariolo as part of the staff. Maybe they do. I was listening to a little bit of him. I was listening. There was a podcast he did a couple of weeks ago. And he was like...
You're looking for an accent, weren't you?
He does have a good accent. All right. Classy.
All right.
Classy.
All right.
He does have an accent.
Oh, Shams just tweeted, Quinn is out.
Did he really? What do you mean he's out? Hold on.
Can't trust it. Can't trust it. Leroy, you can't trust Schmeathed for anything?
That's true. Hold on.
No, they, yeah, okay. Shams did tweet, narrowed their coaching.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here you go. So they've narrowed their head coaching. The Phoenix Suns have narrowed their head coaching search to two finalists, Cleveland Cavaliers associate Johnny Bryant and assistant Jordan Ott.
Yeah.
Both will meet with Suns owner Matt Ishbia in Michigan ahead of their hiring soon later this week. And I think Ott is a Michigan State guy, and that's like their whole thing. They want to be like a little Michigan State.
Not going to work.
So, yeah, Chris Quinn apparently is on the outs. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to still, you know, make an addition to the staff. Like, I don't think there's like a...
Yeah.
Not like there's a salary cap on coaches.
Unless they got a word. Just, okay, come on. Look, they got word that Quinny Boy wasn't going to get the job in Phoenix, and they said, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity. Clearly, he's capable of a head coaching position. Let's just go, everyone just going on boop, boop, boop. You get it.
No, I don't.
Boop.
What is that? Can you, for our radio audience, can you explain what that sound effect is? Because you're just...
Thumb up, boop, upstairs. You know,
I thought you were kicking him upstairs. So, now you're like, you're picking him up by your thumb?
So I would say this. Maybe because offensively, basketball and offense looks more like European basketball, not the defense, but just how they use bigs and how they use different guys to handle the ball or whatever in different sets. Maybe they bring this guy in for some offensive expertise. I mean, because...
Well, that was the thing that was... Yeah, when I was watching this this podcast that he was doing, that was the thing that was interesting about it. Is he said that one of the things when he was at the Raptors that he liked when he was, you know, a head coach in Europe, he goes, you got to deal with all the drama. You got to deal with all the agents. You got to deal with all the playing time. He goes, I love the fact that I could just dive deep into basketball. I was like, oh, that was kind of good. Take him into the lab. Figure things out. I don't think he's necessarily known as an offensive guy or a defensive guy. I'd say actually probably on the read of it, like he leans probably more even defensive, but he's right. He's kind of well-rounded. Like he's got an ability to do all of it. Again, I'm no expert. I've been researching the guy for 2 hours today. So if I get more on it, I will. But I will say just listening to him, he's like one of the things that he liked about being on an NBA staff is just really just focusing on the basketball aspect of everything. And obviously he's has had some pretty big acumen in Europe too. Like you win Eurobasket, that's a big deal, especially with Spain, who's got as big a standards as they do. And I don't think a lot of people thought that Spanish team was going to win Euro Cup. So, and I think he also lost to Goran and Luka's team.
Oh, it's a good team.
That was a good team.
This coach, man, he's got some credentials. Got some credentials.
You just want to keep people upstairs. I don't even think
everyone,
you care.
Everyone just go upstairs.
Can I tell you something that annoyed me, though?
Yes.
Am I really to believe that Giannis and the Toronto Raptors have mutual interest?
Oh, no.
Do I really have to believe that? Like, do I have to give that a second of daylight?
Would you count Toronto as a big city? I think so, right?
It is a big city.
A huge city.
Yes, yes. I know. That was one of the things he wanted. You know, obviously, big city. And I mean, but still Canada, though, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Canada. Come on. Well, he stays in the East. I think that's all big city, and he stays in the East. I don't see the draw. Scotty Barnes, is anyone dying to play with Scotty Barnes? Are we like
maybe he is dying to play with Scotty Barnes? I don't know.
We got to link up with who's the former Nick that played at Duke?
RJ Barrett.
Yeah, RJ Barrett and I are gonna put together a dream team. I don't see it. There's no appeal in Toronto. Do they have, like, cap space that I'm unaware of, potentially?
That'd be a trade, so, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, they have contracts they could trade. They just traded for Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And they gave Ingram an extension.
Brandon Ingram, Giannis.
Scotty Barnes. Well, I mean, would he be a part of the trade package?
Ooh, I'd imagine one of them has to be.
Yeah. Nah.
Just to make the salary. I'm like...
Come on.
You know, I know this is good, but, like, do I have to really give that, a moment's thought? He ain't going to be a Raptor.
No. He said Florida team.
That's what he said about Kawhi.
No.
Kawhi. Yeah, but. Robot.
Said the same thing. Stop it.
Come on.
He was at Chipotle.
I'm saying we can't. Like, when these type of things get out and somebody's a free agent and taking trips or whatever, you can't trust nothing that Tobin says, because Tobin says what he wants it to be and not what it is.
That's not true.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's true at all.
Then where's Dame Lillard?
That wasn't my fault, though. He did want to be in Miami. You can't deny that. Hey, bro, do you have to put your water right in the microphone? Like, I'm just asking you, like, as a person who's been doing this for a while like you, is there any shot you could ever mute the mic so we don't have to sound like we're on Splash Mountain?
And the mic button's on the same side as
It's right there on your screen. It's right there on your screen. You can take your mouse.
Oh,
and
I could hit this. Yeah. I usually hit the button on my mic.
Well, you don't usually hit any button because we're always just getting like.
Okay. He's lashing out, Leroy. Don't let him lash out. Wow. Hey. That's good. Don't you mind checking the weather for me? Boom, boom.
What are you doing?
That's seriously, like, that's every time you take a drink.
You're like shaking it like a salt shaker over there.
He's making it like a salt shaker. He's making a margarita.
Reminds me of like one of those birds that people used to put on their office.
Oh. By the way.
What?
We had a new animal for a minute.
What? In your home?
Rebecca found a woodpecker.
What do you mean?
Little baby woodpecker.
Oh, on the ground or something.
Oh, okay. So, like,
yeah.
Okay.
So she brought him in, nursed him for a couple of days, took him outside to get some fresh air, flew away.
That's nice.
Oh, look at that.
Healed him back to where he has to be.
A weekend with Woody.
Can I tell you another thing that annoys me?
This is what happens when there's no sports over the weekend.
No, but seriously.
Like, we feel like we should be sitting in a circle.
It's therapy.
If you're Jalen Ramsey.
Oh.
Oh.
And you're going to start counting down.
Yeah.
Five.
We count down.
For doesn't there have to be a trade once we get to zero?
Yeah.
We count down. Like, for, it should already be in the working.
Shouldn't it be done? Like, when you were doing all that subtweeting, shouldn't we have been here on June 1st and he should have been on his team already? I feel like it loses a little bit of luster. Like, you think he called him his agent? You think he called him his agent on the yesterday and he goes, hey, what's up with the Rams trade? He goes, they don't want to give up anything for you. Oh, anybody else? He goes, not really. Everybody kind of thinks you're a pain in the ass, too.
No one really wants you, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
The agent will actually ever have that talk with him, be like, hey, Jalen, you're kind of a pain in the ass. Everybody's like a little bit rats off a ship on you. Gotta be honest, dude.
The Cowboys will take him, though.
Let's see. Man, poor Chris Quinn.
What? What do you mean? He's right where he needs to
be. How old is Chris Quinn?
Oh, he's young. 34.
42?
42. Turns 42 this year.
See, I nailed it.
Look at that.
That's relatively young, right? But he's been on the bench for a few years, so
yeah.
Maybe not that young.
He has been on the Heat staff since 2014, and I think he's been lead assistant for the last
2014?
Five, I think. I think after Fizdale left.
Okay.
Wow. So if he's been on the bench since 2014, he got a job as a coach at 30. That's crazy.
Yeah, he got a job right after Shaq trashed him.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Probably went to HR like you see what Shaq did to me. Get me a job.
What? That's not what happened at all.
We'll call it even.
Oh, my God.
We'll call it even.
Sham says the Phoenix Suns have narrowed their head coaching search to Johnny Bryant.
Nah.
His name's Johnny. Grow up, dude.
Come on, dude.
Jordan Ott. Both Brian and Ott met with Suns owner Matt Ishbia and Josh Bartelstein and general manager Brian Gregory in Michigan as soon as later this week. After firing Budenholzer. The Suns embarked on a comprehensive coaching search. Gregory led a multi-round process that began with over 15 coaching interviews, a group of approximately eight candidates of second rounds before five. Bryant, Ott, Miami's Chris Quinn, Oklahoma City's Dave Bliss, and current staff member David Fizdale advanced in-person visits this week. Suns franchise cornerstone Devin Booker had been involved in the search process over the last 7 to 10 days. So maybe Chris, maybe Devin Booker, he was like, hey, a little more defense, a little bit less turnstile-y, and he goes, I don't like that. Get him out of here.
So everyone's just like, KD's out for sure. There's no way KD's a Sun next year.
It seems like everybody is under the advisement for sure out.
Yeah, seems like that's how they're operating. Because I heard, you know, Devin Booker, obviously they're consulting with him during the entire process. Nothing about Kevin Durant.
No,
they're just doing that so he won't leave.
Yeah, of course. Got to hold on to something.
He's not gonna leave.
Nah. He's happy over there.
He's gonna pull the Bradley Beal. You know what Bradley Beal's gonna say? Hey, Devin, come here, baby.
Forgot he was over there.
He goes, what's up, Brad? He goes, listen, winning's cool, but you wanna know what's better than winning? Uber Max.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah. And he goes, and then he goes, hey, check this out. And then when you think about leaving, you say, oh, no trade clause, baby.
No trade clause.
He wasn't somebody who would never want around my star player. It'd be Bradley Beal, who's just like, I'm good with this.
Giving advice on how to screw your organization.
Listen. What you want to do is, you want to be like, maybe I'll leave. And then what you do, hey, when we play the Heat, give your jersey to Bam Adebayo. Make it seem like you want to leave.
Okay.
He goes, Bam, I don't even know Bam that well. He goes, well, whatever, dude. Make it whoever you want. Doesn't have just it was Bam in this case. Doesn't have to be Bam. But if you really want to put the screws to the Suns, give your jersey to somebody else and have them wear it during post game.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, oh, that's good.
That is good.
He goes, trust me, dude. NTC will be right your way. He goes, what's that? No trade clause. And whatever you do.
You think KD would be less of a curmudgeon if he was with Miami because he knows, like, that crap don't fly here?
I don't know.
Because there's only been a handful of players that the Heat have brought into their organization that toe the company line all the time.
My read of it was he wasn't a curmudgeon in Phoenix. The thing that pissed him off in Phoenix is they tried to trade him without telling him.
Well, earlier in the year.
Yeah. Like that's what got him all pissed. He really wasn't making a stink, and they're just like, he's like, wait, you were just going to trade me and not tell me? Really? Right. Kevin Durant.
That means you got to get out of that organization because you ain't going to control nothing.
Right. Typical rat behavior. Take a break. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Yeah, somebody said I was. Shout out to Thomas Bryant.
Shout out.
Made a couple of threes. Like, yeah, that's what he used to do here.
I mean, in blowouts.
So wait, he couldn't get on the field for Miami only in blowouts. But he's playing for Indiana?
Well, I think their backup center got hurt, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of how it ended up in the same situation. Good for him, though. He's a Hoosier. So great teammate, too. Like, everybody seemed to like he wasn't a grump like Dedmon was.
Gun thrower.
Well, massage gun.
Massage gun. Yeah, I got to specify.
Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius.
Yeah.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. I had me a retro vibe this morning.
Cats will be heading to Edmonton, which is, I feel bad for them. It's far travel, all in the name of the cup. I think tomorrow's media day.
How long is that flight? 8 hours? 9 hours?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. You could either binge watch something or catch a long nappy poo. But it's the longest travel I think there is in the they're basically, except what, where is Vancouver further or Edmonton further?
Edmonton, I think Edmonton. Edmonton.
Jeez,
yeah.
Because you got to go west and then way north.
Man, there's a every trip that I see has a stop, so I'm trying to see. There's a this doesn't look like a great airlines, but there's a 1 hour and 15 stop in this one. But if I were to just take that away from the total 9 hour trip, I'm assuming it's about an 8 hour flight. But that doesn't seem right.
They'll just get a big jet, fly out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami, and fly directly there.
It's gonna be a delight. I can't wait. Excited to get back in action. I miss our Cats. Get back after this action. That's what we need. Sergei Bobrovsky.
At least we get to see hockey first, too. It goes hockey, then basketball.
Sure. Sergei Bobrovsky, the best. This was him on why he stays in the moment. Focused.
You know, it's you're just trying to be in the moment and take the everything from the moment. You enjoy the moment and savor the moment. You know, you're not trying to cut yourself off thinking about the head or what's happened in the past. So you're just trying to take advantage of the opportunity. Again, it's a great opportunity. Only two teams left, you know, and we're one of them, and we have an opportunity to win it all. So it's an exciting time, and I want to enjoy every bit of it.
Man, sounds like he's ready, dude. He is all in.
Not bad for a guy that loses 15 pounds every game.
Such a stupid idea. You are so dumb.
Like, it's not even like the thing that makes it so bad, what you're saying, Marcos.
Yeah.
Scientifically, it's not possible.
He doesn't care.
Right. But your dumb ass keeps saying it.
Yeah.
To show you how little you know about the subject matter.
Well, sometimes science can be beaten. And I thought...
You can't beat science with dehydration, dude.
Yeah, but you said that you saw a claim that said he claimed it, which he never claimed.
Okay, I'm not the only guy who got duped here. It's not like when I forgot or like when I confused the baseball guy for that radio host. You know, it's not
this. Tony Rizzo and Anthony Rizzo.
Which one's which? No one knows to this day. But... It's, you know, it's an honest mistake that even Bleacher Report made, you know, like.
It's not a very high bar.
It's like a B-level
media. Can I ask you a question, Marcos?
Yeah.
Somebody ever told you something or you read something and you go, that don't even make no sense.
Yes.
That's one of those facts.
For sure.
That is one of those facts. But because you have no idea.
No.
Of what you're talking about.
You tell me.
Then you can't even, you don't even see a problem with somebody saying they lost 20 pounds.
Leroy, if you were to tell me the things you've accomplished in life, I'd be like, wow, that is an amazing human being. Very clearly one of the rare people who could accomplish those things. I thought Bob was doing the same thing.
Yeah, but we're talking about.
Yeah, but are you still health. You're still trying to make this a thing, or do you realize you're dumb?
No. You still haven't. You've said that there's this sort of proof out there in which he mentions that maybe it was only 4 pounds.
That's what he said.
That's what he said, and maybe it
Marcos, take it from somebody who went through it firsthand.
Yeah.
If you lost that much weight, you'd almost die.
You gotta focus.
Okay? Listen, I played with a guy that dehydrated so much that he took a day off from practice, then came back and practiced the day after that. He got so dehydrated again, basically his body started boiling from the inside.
Rough.
And that was Corey Stringer.
Mm.
Okay? So when you're saying stuff like this, I have actual facts of what would happen to your body if you lost that much weight.
Here was Sergei Bobrovsky. This is on NHL Network.
Supposedly.
Before the Panthers Golden Knights Stanley Cup.
Ah. Well documented how much kind of weight you lose after playing a game. How much did you lose in that four overtime game?
Yeah, I've been asked here every station. I ask about the weight loss, and I don't know where it comes from. But I never lost 20 pounds or 10 pounds. It's not true. So
okay, you don't have 20 pounds to lose.
Exactly. I got 100 total. So. Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's you lose like four pounds or so. It's maximum. But I've been losing a lot more when I was younger. So it's now it's not anymore, and it's I don't keep track on it, so it's
all right. Well,
look, okay, let me tell you three things that I find very fishy about that.
One, that you're an idiot.
No. One, he was very chummy with those hosts. Never seen him that happy before. I mean, come on, he was like just rubbing elbows with them. Two, he didn't say focus at all in that interview, so I don't even know if that was really Bob. Three, he said now that he's older, he doesn't lose that much weight. But, you know, maybe when he was younger. You never know.
Yeah, but he said the most he's ever lost is four. Can you give me him on Paul Maurice? I'm done hearing your stupidity.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's you're just trying to be in the moment. And he got so much experience, too, and he trusts the people around him as well. So he knows the game very well. He knows the human mind very well. He knows what to say and when to say. So he's a big leader, and he's a big reason why we have three finals in a row.
Wow. He knows human mind.
Yeah, you know that.
Not just any mind.
Yeah,
the human mind.
That surprised me when Evan revealed earlier that the sweet sauce in it wasn't necessarily a compliment.
Nope.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No, that was interesting.
We were both shocked, too.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It sounded like a compliment.
Yeah. He's like, nope. Oh, right. Look at me. Yeah.
You better. He was being a smart ass.
Sweet sauce in it tonight, boys.
Essentially. Oh, look at you with your fancy stick play, huh?
Paul Maurice, not about the theatrics on ice.
That's crazy. That's it. But, you know, the way he says it, as you can see, is like.
He was genuinely happy, though, I think, when Chuckles had the lead. He was happy about it.
That was good.
He's got the lead, Chuckles! That he was happy about.
Why do I feel like I'm watching a Harry Potter movie when he talks, right?
What, when Paul Maurice speaks?
Paul Maurice,
yeah,
right.
When he speaks like a hockey pirate.
You got the lead, boys! Hey. You got the lead, Chuckles!
That's so great.
Like, I can imagine him on the boat racing another boat.
We are sweet saucing it tonight, boys.
That sounded very condescending and just.
Well, now that we know.
Now that we know.
Yeah. Initially, I was like, oh, he likes what he's seeing.
Yeah. No.
Now I'm like, no. Oh, look at us. We're just sweet saucing it.
We are sweet saucing it tonight, boys.
I mean, that's what Marcos does every day.
You know what's good? Sweet and sour sauce.
That I can't disagree with.
That's pretty good.
Nope.
We'll take a break. Shocking. Take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Well, this is my childhood right here.
With the Miami Heat holding the 20th pick, fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo opportunities, appearances by Heat legends, and live entertainment from Heat Town and more. To RSVP, go to heat.com/draft party. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How's Halo going today?
Ah.
What?
Killstreak?
Gamer shirt. Yeah, the gamer seat.
Oh, Halo. I heard.
Doom?
Never mind. It's fine.
Doom.
Yeah.
Classic.
All right. Let's get to the mix bag, huh? What do we got today, Froggy?
Today, we have visuals.
What?
In the mixed bag.
Oh, okay.
So, this is your opportunity. If you have the chance, if you're not driving, of course, head on over to our YouTube and Twitch. Follow us at Miami 560 WQAM to have an opportunity to see these, or you can catch this on YouTube a little bit later. I'll do my best for the radio audience and the Odyssey audience as well. Let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, have you guys heard of the Enhanced Games?
The Enhanced Games?
The Enhanced Games.
So like a game, is that like with steroids?
With steroids.
Okay.
It's essentially the Olympics with steroids, set to take place in Las Vegas.
So the Olympics.
Next May. Well, yeah, apparently the Olympics. But I will show you one of the people who are currently going viral for their dedication to this enhancement, if you will. It's a former Olympian. I will show you the gentleman now. We don't know him because he's an Australian swimmer. But nonetheless, look at this guy.
He's juiced to the gills?
Well, his name is James Magnussen. He is a retired Australian swimmer.
Why do you got to say it like that?
Because I'm not sure if it's Magnussen.
Magnussen, you idiot.
Well, he doesn't know that, so like, don't take it.
No, that's
right. Wait, come on. If he looks like that and goes right. Magnussen.
Magnussen?
No.
Nonetheless,
it's not important. Just get to the story.
Exactly. This gentleman, he was actually known as the Bullet because of his...
That was his name?
That was his slender physique there. No longer known as the Bullet as he prepares for the Enhanced Game.
Because he looks pretty lean. Oh, my God!
This man is jacked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Side boobs underneath his arm?
I'd accuse him too.
This man is jacked.
I don't think he has to be accused. I think that's why he's in the enhanced games.
Indeed. If you win, or I'm sorry, if you set a world record during these enhanced games, you are you will be compensated up to $1 million.
Wow.
Per world record. So, I mean, this man here, he's already has a...
Does that help with swimming?
That's, you know, that's something I guess we'll find out.
I don't know.
It's more weight to push around. But
I mean, he's still got an intangible body, big upper body and no legs.
Yeah.
Do you think he was doing the Aaron Feld?
Juicy. Yeah, he was juicing. That's what he was doing.
Jeez.
He, though, because, you know, still slim waist.
You know they make those in different sizes there, buddy.
Those wings. Jeez.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. Juice to the gills. You guys have any interest in the enhanced games?
I mean, if it was on one day instead of like the French Open, I put it on TV. Yeah.
It's scheduled for around this time next year in Vegas. So, you know, if you don't have any playoff games you're watching at that time, you know, just pop on the enhanced games. I'd like to see what that does as far as like sprinting.
Sure, that said the bullet turned into an RPG.
It's a full-on grenade at this point.
And I agree. I feel like he would sink also. I don't... This is weird.
He's not going to sink. He swims.
Yeah. That's what he does.
You like, know, when you kick your legs and paddle your arms, you stay afloat.
Hmm. Jennifer, I don't know. He's not made out of a bowling ball.
Could have fooled me.
Wait, question. Oof. He's got his outfit on so tight. Man. Look how tiny his head
is. That is like one of my bodysuits from like 2 years
ago. Somebody drew a face on a thumb.
Well, there was a controversy right. A few years back about the bodysuits that they were too good and they were like messing up all the records.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, really?
Not in the enhanced games, though. Bring them on.
That's what we're doing? Mm. We went to the suit is why they broke records?
No, it was why they broke records. Like, they had to outlaw them, Leroy. It was a huge controversy. I want to say
I know it was a big deal. I know it was a big deal, but why?
Because they were smashing records because of equipment making them more like fluid through the water. And you're already talking about the best swimmers in the world.
Yeah, but I'm just like, holy smokes.
You guys want to hear some of his experiences with the performance enhancing drugs?
Yes.
He said he gained 10 pounds in the first week of lean muscle.
Cool.
Which means Sergey Bobrovsky. You know, never mind.
Why did he only can I have a follow up there?
Yes.
Why did he only gain upper body?
Helps him swim better.
We don't really see his lower body too good.
Yeah, we did. He showed a picture.
He showed like
his
half of
lower
it.
Body still looks slim.
This one?
Yeah.
Look.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's got small legs just compared to his gigantic back.
Let me see his butt. That'll tell me all I need to know.
Marcos.
That'll tell me all I need to know.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Sticking to the theme of pictures, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of a budding romance. And no, I'm not talking about Bill Belichick and his latest squeeze. I am talking about another Patriot, and that is Stephon Diggs.
It's with Cardi B, yeah?
The main
it's
squeeze Cardi B. is yep. Cardi B.
Wasn't he doing the pink yayo?
Now, according to this photo right here, the Patriots are well aware that he may or may not have been involved with a little bit of the pink yayo.
What is pink yayo?
Tusi. That is a Tusi. It is a drug popular in South America, Brazil, and Miami.
Is it better than the regular cocaina?
I think it is a mixture of Molly and cocaina.
Oh, wow.
So it's like the ultra people?
This is off season.
You know, what are we doing? But he can't. No, you can't. Oh, no. You can't do that. That's not allowed. Oh, it's off season.
It's just Himalayan pink salt.
Maybe. I wonder how he's going to get out of that one, to be honest. If I'm being honest, it seems pretty clear in that
he goes pixie sticks.
Listen.
Pixie sticks.
I'm a candy addict here and there, but I don't think it comes in that packaging.
Didn't the guy who got busted with the Dolphins, who's old firster, he never admitted to cocaine use, did he?
Yeah, it was. No one did. It was just a white.
Like, we all knew it was cocaine, but it was never officially described as cocaine, even though we know greatly assume it was cocaine.
When that video came out, he was drug tested the next day.
I think Coke leaves your system pretty quick, though.
It does.
I'm not familiar.
The only thing that
When I got arrested down here in Miami,
yeah.
The second I got back to Minnesota, the league called and said, yeah, pee in this cup.
Oh.
Does pink cocaine last longer in your system than the regular yayo?
You know, I don't know. I really, that's a good question. I'd like to think Google it goes quick. I think everything goes quick except for the weeds.
Mm.
Sticks to the fat. That's why.
All right, so what of it?
That's true. That's
you
a true statement.
You would never be able to get weed out of your system.
Okay, don't.
I was waiting for it.
Wait.
Yeah.
It is not my fault. Marcos teed me up.
No need.
He was almost disappointed that you teed him up.
It's like, really? The last time I smoked was Christmas.
Well, looks like you still got it in your system. A couple other things from Christmas, too. Fatty. Okay, well, talking about this Stephon Diggs, who has been, I feel like Tobin is doing some research that he needs to wipe his computer after.
I'm just looking up what pink cocaine is.
That's great. Well, like I mentioned, and like Tobin mentioned, newest squeeze, Cardi B is actually going through a tumultuous breakup with former Migos member Offset.
So they're not broken up yet? She's already on with Stephon Diggs?
So they've, I think she's filed for divorce, and I'm not sure if he's accepted it yet and they're officially divorced. But they're definitely going back and forth in a very publicly disgusting breakup.
Mm.
So much so, Offset posted on his story a few things that were not nice, to say the least. One of these pictures, as you can see here, is a GIF of him saying, "Today I pass," and another one saying, "Good rollout in PR," discussing where they were at on their boat and how she has music coming out. No, long story short, he is essentially saying that he's passing his girl on to Stephon Diggs. Like, it's nothing important to him. He's just passing it like a ball. Stephon Diggs responds.
Mother of his children.
He very clearly Chill. Is not over her. Stephon Diggs response, posts on his story, him catching a ball. Says, you know what? You want to go ahead and pass it? I'm going to go ahead and be petty as I possibly can and decide, you know what? Take that Offset. So
that is a good comeback now that I think about it.
What else can you possibly say if someone's like, oh, I'm throwing my girl to you? Like, what? You're not, sir. You very clearly lost her. And
what's his girl? Is his girl Cardi B or that dangerous pink dandruff?
Oh, man.
Dandruff now?
He's done some research on that thing.
He's been very intensely looking into his computer.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they're going to have to seize the computer at the end of the segment.
Hmm.
Moving away from photos, but staying in the NFL. I don't know if you guys would entertain me discussing the man who I loathe as much as Travis Kelce.
Oh, what did he do now?
You pick bones.
Really? You're
people.
So yeah. Random.
That dude
this.
Ain't never did
I
nothing.
I thought you loathed guys. Clay.
You know, I totally did, but I mean, everyone, Clay's been exposed. The world knows and now sees what I saw years ago. And that's just kind of what I got to do with you guys. I got to walk you through these things, and eventually you all come to your senses. I was right about Drew Smith. I was right about Clay Thompson.
You weren't right about Drew Smith.
I'm right about Eric Spoelstra. I'm just so right sometimes that it's like, I was right about the Panthers being the best team since the Big Three. But hey,
that's not what you said.
Something like that.
You said they were 10 times better without even winning a second championship.
I put 1.0, but they were 1.0 times better.
You
but
put 10?
The period
nope.
didn't.
You put 10.
Autocorrect. Okay.
That would mean they would need 20 championships.
Patrick Mahomes on whether or not this is Kelce's last year in the league.
That's right. You would never know. I mean, the way he's talking about football, the way he's talking about working and trying to be even better this year than he was last year. I mean, he's not. It doesn't seem like a guy that it's his last ride. Like he's tired of the job. I mean, he's in here. He's working, I know his body feels good. I think it feels better than even last year before going into last season. Just because I think he's motivated to go out there and have an even better year than he had this last.
Yeah, I can't believe the greatest quarterback on earth sounds like that.
It's just crazy.
It gets me off guard every single time.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, except He doesn't know when to tell you. Even if he loves football, he's got the Boca Mansion now. Tay-Tay just got all her music back.
Trade for John.
He doesn't need football.
Congratulations.
Oh, did she win?
Yeah.
She just got back all her rights to her music, yeah.
Mm. Well, because she re-recorded the stuff.
Yeah. Oof.
And
that wasn't good.
She didn't re-record two albums.
Thank God.
Marcos.
What? Sorry.
Enough with the sass.
These were the good albums.
Basically,
right?
what she did was she put the company on notice, and like, you ain't gonna make no money from these albums. You might as well sell them to me and make your money that way. And that's basically what happened. Because when she started re-recording all the other stuff, what are you gonna do? You know that her people gonna only get Taylor's edition, so they wasn't gonna make no money from it.
Hmm.
Do you think when he's asked about the pink cocaine, like, do you think he denies it?
Said, nah, that was salt for my steaks that I had on the grill.
It's literally in your hand.
If he's on international waters, does that, like,
you can't
mean it's not illegal?
If you're in international waters and you kill a man on camera, it's still like, I don't think...
Yeah, but let's be real. Let's be grown-ups about this. I'm talking about crimes versus others or between crimes with yourself. So if you're just... If you're just doing pink cocaine in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
But no harm, no foul. Like, just does he really
have
the answer for
Can
that?
Can I just say this? Mm. He should be arrested and just charged on the ticket.
Mm?
Code, like, 610.537 in a penal code. That is, you're being arrested and taken to jail for being stupid.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why would you videotape it?
He didn't videotape it.
Yeah.
I don't care. He knew somebody was.
There's going to be some girl on that boat with the cheeks out. She's got her phone. He's not paying attention. Yeah. He's doing the pink yayo.
Don't matter.
Pink yayo.
Don't matter. Like, no. Bad. You got to protect yourself.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back up to this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.